have tuned in to Talon Mark's Campus News Hour on WPMD.org, Cerritos College Radio on the net, bringing essential student body information, news, sports, and the arts to the entire Cerritos College campus community. Here are your hosts, Campus News Hour Director Tito Benavides and Managing Multimedia Editor Lucia Sarabia.
Today is March 21st, 2012. Welcome to the 10th edition of Talon Mark's Campus News Hour for the spring semester, bringing you news and information campus-wide. I'm your host, Tito Benavides. Good morning, Falcons. With unemployment in California higher than the national average, job fairs have been created to help students here at Cerritos College find a job and rejoin the workforce. For some students not prepared for what is necessary for making a beneficial impression on potential employers. Assistant Arts Editor Alexa Bazua reporting.
The way to prepare for a job fair was a topic in Disabled Student Center Counselors Aurora Segura's workshop on Tuesday. A job fair is a place where students can meet and network with employers, get job and internship information, and learn about their career options. What students might not know is that the employers evaluate you while you speak to them, even if it's only for 30 seconds, according to Segura. She explained that after you have met with the employer at the fair, they write notes about their first impression of you. Segura teaches that dressing in business attire, preparing your resume ahead of time, and practicing a sales pitch about yourself is key to making a good impression. She also spoke about the importance of making yourself stand out among the rest.
Learn how to market yourself in a way that makes you special, in a way that makes you more of an asset to an employer, because students say, I'm all that. Yeah, but do you know how to express that and how to tell the employer that you're the one that they should hire? And most students don't know how to market themselves.
Segura explained what she wants students to specifically get out of the workshop.
I hope that they will learn basic skills of interviewing, and how to deal with employers and approach employers in a proper manner. A lot of students are poorly prepared for job search, employment preparation, and that kind of thing. And so my goal and my hope is that they will be better prepared so that they can get the job.
She also talked about a website called Onet that tells you information and outlook on specific careers. Court reporting major Marlene Zuniga said what she thought about the workshop.
It's going to help for when I go apply to whatever I want to go for in the field. So it's pretty good. Tomorrow I'm planning to come to the resume writing one.
The last workshop to prepare your resume will be next Thursday from 11 a.m. to noon in BE3 and will be presented by Segura. The Career Expo and Job Fair will be on Tuesday, March 27th from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the library sidewalk. For Talon Mark's Campus News Hour, I'm Assistant Arts Editor Alexa Bazua reporting.
Modern technology knows no limit with a new application that would help students keep score of their favorite Falcons team through their iPhone or Droid. Staff writer Luis Guzman reporting.
The Cerritos College Web Administration team is developing a new mobile application that will work for both the iPhone and Android phones. The app will include sports scores and a weekly schedule for students who are interested in any particular sports team at Cerritos. Program assistant Samuel Chavez talked about why students should get the app.
It's convenient, you know, to have it. We haven't published it yet, but it's going to be a convenience for them so they can be able to get information right away, you know, from their fingertips. They don't necessarily have to be at a computer. You know, you don't have to be somewhere. If you happen to be on the road, you can just look it up if you have a smartphone.
The actual app is not available yet. The team has already developed a mobile link so that students can click on and link and bookmark it to their mobile internet. Students can check every day for new scores for the games their school has played. Kinesiology major Dante Sasa said that he thinks the link will help out with school spirit because students could find out how the school's athletic program is doing.
I think that'll help out a lot. You know, a lot of kids, students are downloading apps, you know, with new technology. And then, of course, everybody wants to know how their school is doing in any sport. They would like to know that their sports teams are top of the nation, and that's what we are. Because, you know, everybody's going to start seeing the scores, and, of course, everybody wants to go to their home team when they're winning. So once they start seeing the scores on their little app, it'll help out with attendance, and then they'll come to the games.
Chavez believes the app is important because it gives students information right away from wherever they are. The app will be posted in the Cerritos College Athletic News once it is developed. For Talamark's Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Luis Guzman, reporting.
Cerritos College is poised to adopt a new plan of turning our expensive garbage into funds for our school. The simple act of recycling the scores of plastic bottles and aluminum cans instead of paying private companies to haul it away seems like an idea whose time has finally come. News editor Enrique Rivera reporting.
The new initiative that will place recycle bins throughout the campus and make money for the ACC was discussed by the Senate during its meeting on March 14. Starting a recycling center on campus is also part of the initiative. Commissioner of Vocational Education Lance Macchinato is a supporter of the initiative started by Earth Science instructor Crystal Laverte.
Recycling program is an initiative that's failed for like the past 7 years. We're trying to push it now because, as you can see, we're faced with approximately maybe $2 million in budget cuts, and that's just next year. Who knows what they're going to cut the year after? They're cutting Pell Grant, Cal Grant. They're trying to cut everywhere, and the state's in total debt, so we cannot count on revenue that we once got from either the state or the federal government.
Other colleges like Orange Coast College and Long Beach City College have recycling programs that supplement revenue for the ACC revenue. Magnano described why this is important for the Cerritos College AACC.
And AACC has been looking for ways to supplement our revenue and find ways to keep generating income coming into AACC funds.
According to Macchinato, the projected cost to build the recycling program is about $105,000. Some of the costs would go to campus-wide recycle bins, tilt truck carts, beautification supplies, and an expert consultant.
You really can't predict how much you're going to make, but you will make money, right, provided that you already paid back what you paid for the initial investment.
According to Laverte, the program will not only make money for the AACC, but it will create jobs for students. Students will work for community recycle centers that were as part of the initiative. Accounting major Albert Rial likes the idea for the campus.
I think it's a good idea because I see so many empty bottles and plastics around school and I think that if the school is going to make money, then it's definitely a good idea.
Ria explained a different reason of why it's a good cause for the campus.
I'd rather have it go to a good cause than have like just random people come over here and take the profit of what students throw.
English tutor Ronald Farrell agreed with Ria about the bottles and waste thrown around the campus.
It's doing something productive, right? With all I see a lot of bottles in the trash cans, and I think it's a waste of money, right? So might as well put it to good use.
The initiative will be discussed again and possibly voted on by the Senate during its March 21st meeting. For Talamar's Campus News Hour, this is news editor Enrique Rivera reporting.
WPMD.org, this is Cerritos College Radio. You are listening to Talamar's Campus News Hour. We'll be right back after these important messages.
I wanted to be in the military since I was a kid.
I served in the United States Air Force.
I served a total of 16 years.
I was deployed 13 times.
On my second deployment, 4 bombs hit my vehicle.
And at 19 years old, that's the first time I ever saw somebody die.
Coming back, I was raging.
I started having pretty horrible nightmares.
I would wake up in the middle of the night, sweats.
I started drinking a lot.
I felt worthless.
I guess I never recognized it in myself.
Eventually, one day, I just walked into the VA hospital and said I'd like to see somebody.
Don't suffer alone. You gotta find that link with somebody that'll make you let it go.
It all starts with going to the VA. There's a whole community of veterans that just want to help you out.
It's for the guys who couldn't come back, so you owe it to them to live well, because they're not here with their families.
Visit maketheconnection.net.
Talamark's Campus News Hour wants to remind you to go ahead and participate with any active clubs that are doing things like bake sales out in Falcon Square. And we'd also like to remind you that the Cerritos College Martial Arts Club meets every first and third Wednesday in room CE4 from 12 to 1 p.m. Contact President Rob J.F. at his email at robert06flores@yahoo.com. Reminder that our first fundraiser will be today. March 21st at 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Falcon Square. Popcorn, nachos, sweets such as cookies and cupcakes, donuts, and juice boxes will be sold. WPMD will be out to support. This event, which will be a week prior to the open house, which will be held Wednesday the 28th from 9:30 to 1 p.m. I could see them right now. They're doling out some popcorn and brownies and all kinds of other good stuff. So if you're here on campus, please visit them at Falcon Square. Please participate in any active club members' club drive.
I see a great need in my community.
So Richard Washington set out to meet that need by working with youth in the juvenile justice system, joining thousands of other volunteers. If you're 55 and older, you can use the skills that help you through a lifetime of learning, giving, teaching, and working. Go to getinvolved.gov or call 1-800-424-8867 to find out how you can volunteer, impact your community, and make our country stronger.
Retired people have a lot to offer because we have life experience.
What are you going to do with your lifetime of experience? Go to getinvolved.gov today or call 1-800-424-8867. We have so much to offer and our nation needs us. Make a difference for generations. This message is brought to you by the Corporation for National and Community Service.
WPMD.org, Cerritos College Radio, home of Telemark's Campus News Hour, is geared for students to reach other students here on campus, as well as audiences around the world. Staff writer Mario Jimenez turns the mics inward and gives an inside view of the voice of Cerritos College.
WPMD Radio has been broadcasting music to Cerritos College students since 1991. The letters WPMD actually stand for the acronym Where People Make a Difference. This acronym is not just an acronym, it is a standard for success. At WPMD, anything is possible for an aspiring student as long as he or she is willing to succeed. Business major Raymond de la Torre said WPMD has had one of the biggest impacts on his life. He explains why.
WPMD has had a major impact on my life, one of the biggest, if anything, because before I arrived here and started making a difference, I was extremely antisocial and I couldn't speak to people for real. And now it's no problem. I could talk to almost anyone about anything, and I love it.
He then concluded and said that he believes WPMD has a great ability to incorporate the student body with the school itself. WPMD Broadcasting President Jaime Rob Flores states,
I believe that this is the electronic medium in which all students can network.
He continues and says that if you are in a club and you want to promote yourself, WPMD is the way you can make that possible. He gives an example of this as he states,
if you are in a club and you want to go ahead and promote yourself, especially if you're a new club, we are the medium in which you can do that and make that possible.
He then said that WPMD has reached out to clubs, tried to reach out to ASCC leaders to speak and inform students on these matters, as well as having several campaigns on these matters. He continues by stating,
if you're a club, or not even that, if you're a group that perhaps wanted to start a group, a club, and take, for example, martial arts. That was just a class, and when they wanted to become a club, the idea was drawn in, and I featured the advisor, who was then just the instructor at the time. And not only that, we reached out to clubs here this semester, and there are several.
He goes on and says that WPMD reaches out worldwide, while it also has a signal that's AM that reaches out to a few surrounding communities. He explains how WPMD.org reaches out to the world.
It's very interesting how when the station first started, it actually it played in different areas on campus.
He then says that WPMD has tried to do what other clubs can't, and that's be unique while still being tied to a curriculum. He continues,
and not only that, the very idea that we reach out worldwide. Yes, we have a signal that's AM as well, and covers a few communities here by Cerritos. However, not just that, but with our website, www.wpmd.org, on WPMD, the website, we reach a worldwide audience. So we can go ahead and entertain and inform the entire world. And I think that alone is incredible.
For Telemark's Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Mario Jimenez reporting.
With the passing of the Student Integrity Act, awards given to students will come from new protocols of checks and balances by an unbiased panel. This new legislation was met by a veto by ASCC President Jasmine Ramirez, but was later signed into law after some of the language of the bill was amended. Online editor Patrick Dolly reporting.
Associated students of Cerritos College President Jasmine Ramirez on Friday signed into law the amendment to the Student Integrity Act, which will change the ways in which ASCC awards committees are selected. On February 14th, Senate passed the original bill, introduced by Senate Clerk Idega Santiago Zuniga, but Ramirez vetoed it. Ramirez said that the change was not what the ASCC needed right now. The original bill set out to remove authority from Ramirez to select students from the ASCC to the awards committee and allow the committee to be selected by a committee consisting of four official recognized advisors from clubs under the Inner Club Council, four local residents from the Cerritos College District, and four students of Cerritos College. Ramirez addressed the reasoning behind vetoing the original bill.
It wasn't in the best interest of the students. It would leave the committee being more faculty and alum and advisor-led rather than student-led.
She also said that it would have been the only non-student-led committee within ASCC. Zuniga addressed the major benefits in the bill, saying,
now we have people choosing like their own representatives from each student government branch. They're going to choose one person, and then the president and vice president will choose the three faculty.
The amended bill changes the amount of ICC officials, recognized advisors, from four to three. It also places one retired faculty from Cerritos College, one volunteer from the Cerritos Community College District, one Cerritos College alumnus that is not currently enrolled, and seven students of Cerritos College. Zuniga spoke on one of the unique benefits of the bill.
Okay, the bill specifies that the ASCC president and the ASCC vice president will choose who these people are going to be. Our current president, Jasmine Ramirez, and our current vice president, Julian de Real Calleros, will look at a list of choices provided by our director or coordinator of student activities, the phone numbers, contact information, biography, and things like that. And I'll be like, okay, I think this person is knowledgeable enough. This person shall be one of the ones of the award committee, right? They go to the award committee. But the thing is that they also have to be approved by the Senate, So it's not like I say this and it goes. Yeah. You see, this is what we're preventing, the dictatorship, If they are approved by the Senate, means that the senators are representative of the 25,000 students. They believe that these people is the best selected individual to participate in this awards committee for them.
Although Ramirez signed the bill into law, she requested that Zuniga amend some grammatical errors and present those changes for her approval. Ramirez feels that the student integrity is something that needs to change. Ramirez believes there are many issues in the past dealing with student integrity. Zuniga feels that the bill now gives more accountability to the students. According to Zuniga, a decision on whether to sign or veto the amended bill had to have been made by March 19th in order to put in the Senate agenda whether it was going to be vetoed or not so that the Student Senate can go over it. Zuniga commented on why he decided to change the amount of retired faculty that would be a part of the awards committee process.
Before, I was proposing to have four retired faculty and four advisors. That's how it was. Mm-hmm. But with the opening of the Hall of Fame, I thought, well, why not bring alumnus into this? Try to do that because they were once ASCC students or Cerritos College students for that matter, So I believe that they will sympathize with what this project is about, and they will be able to like, oh yes, I remember, homecoming. Okay, you did this, awesome. And it'll be a good way to like bring them back, to Cerritos. It will be a nice way to have their input. So that's why I choose an alumnus, and then I kept only one retired faculty and one volunteer.
With awards applications also being available on Monday, Zuniga wanted to have a decision rendered on the state of the amended bill so that specific flaws could be addressed regarding the Man and Woman of the Year awards, which the Student Integrity Act also addressed. Students also expressed opinions on the act. Gabriela Granados, who majors in social work, likes the way that the new bill is worked.
I think it's better now because, like, people have to, like, make a choice, not only one person. They have to see the whole picture.
Undecided major, Herberth Ruiz, also feels that this new bill is the way to go regarding the selection of the awards committee.
It's better the way it is now because it's not fair that one person gets to pick who wins and all that stuff.
According to Ramirez, Zuniga will have the corrections amended by March 21st. The amended changes will then be brought before the Senate so that it can vote on the changes. The changes do not affect the state of the bill being law. For Talon Marks Campus News Hour, I'm online editor Patrick Dolly reporting.
WPMD.org. This is Cerritos College Radio, and we would like to invite the Martial Arts Club in today. Hello, Ms. Lorenz Visa, right?
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? Now, you guys are out on Falcon Square. Now, I know I kind of got you off guard right now. poor Lorenz is in the Martial Arts Club, and they're setting up a booth right now that are selling a bunch of goodies right now for their club, for the Martial Arts Club, correct?
Yep.
Okay, now, is there a certain function that you guys are saving up money for?
Well, as right now, it's a very new club. We're just trying to, like, you know, fundraise for money for future events. But as of now, we're just trying to raise money as a new club.
As a new club. So you'll have, whenever you guys come up with the idea of whatever you guys want to do, you'll have the funds ready for it.
Yes.
Right
yes.
on. Now, what are you guys actually selling out there?
We are selling popcorns, nachos, a lot of baked goodies such as cookies, brownies, and other things.
All right. Now, did you bake any of this stuff yourself?
Ah, no, I didn't.
See, so you guys, it's safe to eat, okay? So, I mean, because now we know that, you know, our very own Lawrence didn't bake it right now. So
exactly.
It's okay, okay? So what are the prices of the stuff out there? Do you know?
I guess you'll just have to check it
out.
Yep, it's a surprise.
It's a surprise, you know. You guys go up and are you one of the new yellow belts or are you just starting up in the martial arts?
I'm just starting this semester.
Now, why did you join the martial arts?
Actually, I did martial arts taekwondo when I was younger. So it was something that I wanted to refresh my mind into. So that's the reason why I joined. But definitely the class is really amazing and the club is growing substantially.
Now, we did a story on the martial arts department earlier this semester. Now, there are more girls or women showing up to these courses now, right?
Yes, right. Definitely. And it's really amazing to have women in there because this club or this particular subject is like guys. It's like a guy thing, you know, doing their taekwondo or martial arts thing. You know, so having women there is really encouraging, and I encourage other women to come and check us out.
Now, where did you take your taekwondo classes when you were younger?
I took one. There's one in Lakewood. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure what the studio is called, but also way back when I was younger, I did it in the Philippines. So.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Oh, so Taekwondo is pretty much, even though it's Korean-based, it's pretty much global now.
Yes, yeah. Definitely global.
Now, have you met your master's master, Master Kim?
Actually, not yet, but we're supposed to have him as a guest in one of these days, so...
We at Talon Marks need to know that. When I was 10 years old, I went to his school on Pioneer Boulevard.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I sparred with Jimmy Kim, which was the gold medalist in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. We'll tell you guys.
Please do, because he's a grandmaster now, from what mm-hmm. I understand, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like 19th Dan or something, 19th degree belt or something like
yep.
that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's just almost an impossibility, but I've seen him on television actually refereeing and officiating other matches, other like titles and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. the master, yeah. Now, who's the name of the master here?
My master's name is Coley Flores. Coley Flores.
Absolutely,
yes.
I do remember now. With the lineage that he's from, people here at Cerritos College taking the Taekwondo course are taking it from gold medal winning components, basically. You
mm-hmm.
know?
Yep.
Now, and the excellent pretty much comes out.
Yep, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
absolutely. So do you guys have any ideas what you guys might want to do with your funds that you're raising? Now, what I think we would want to see is some kind of demonstration out here. You know what I mean? That would be, you know, to show, you know, the aesthetics of Taekwondo and stuff like that. You know, maybe that's something of an idea. But are you guys thinking field trips or just fun things?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, we're thinking of field trips, maybe seeing his studio, you know, other things, and not just taekwondo. I mean, definitely other martial arts things. Like,
what other martial arts are you interested in?
I mean, I don't, I'm not, I, I'm okay. a Taekwondo person, so.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right.
But we have, like, somebody in kickboxing in the class, mm-hmm. you know, totally off the chart, something different. We have some people that are interested in boxing, you know, like, you know, it's, they're definitely more than welcome to come and join us.
Right on. So anyone can join the mm-hmm. martial arts club, right?
Yep.
Okay, and your meetings are every first and third Wednesday?
Yes.
In room CE4. Now, is it just a sit-down meeting, or are you guys doing any martial arting in there?
Well, people who want to come and check us out, they can wear, like, PE attire, and they can actually come and join us in the club. I mean, as a class, a Taekwondo class. So, you know, or if they just want to come and watch us, then that's totally fine. But if you want to come and join us in the Taekwondo class, it's where you guys are more than welcome to come and join us.
Now, what is your least favorite discipline that you that they put you guys through? Now, I remember when I was under Master Kim, we'd have to, you know, lay down on our legs and bend our knees back, and he'd walk on our knees. It was crazy, but like I was like, that was the one thing I kind of dreaded, but I feel like I've gotten stronger from it. Now, do you have something that you're like, oh my God, this is a little rough?
Well, definitely all the fitness stuff. Like, Master comes up with, like, weird things, and we're just kind of like, say what? Say it again. Yeah, so he has a lot of new, cool, like, exercise things and fitness stuff, and it's, like, really weird, but it's really fun and difficult, of course. But, yeah, it does make you stronger.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, okay, we want to go ahead and remind everybody again that the Martial Arts Club is out on in Falcon Square, doling up a lot of goodies out there, stuff that you're not supposed to really be eating when you're training for martial arts. But, you know, this is for fun, and this is for, you know, field trips. And remember, we want to support every active club that is out there. Now, if they're getting out there and putting these things out, you guys, I found a dollar in Falcon Square today. I'm going to go spend it on their booth today, okay? You guys could dig up a dollar or whatever, you know, however, the, you know, whatever the cost is. It's for a good cause, and it goes back into your local community, okay? Now, is there anything else? Would you like to invite people to join the Martial Arts Club?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everyone come out and just see what we have to offer for you and and just come and join us.
Right on. Remember, the Martial Arts Club meets every first and third Wednesday, room CE4 from 12 to 1 p.m. And you can find their club president, Rob JF, Mr. Flores, out there. And he's out there right now as well, doling out a bunch of popcorn and goodies. We want to thank you again, Ms. Lawrence, coming on in and speaking about your club.
Of course. Thank you so much.
No problem. All right. You are listening to Talon Mark's Campus News Hour on WPMD.org. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Don't be stupid with your skin. It's the only skin you're in. Know what's good and bad to do. Find the right and wrong for you. It's time you learn what it's about. 'Cause indoor tanning is out. UV lamps from a tanning bed, they can turn your skin beet red. Wrinkles come from the UV light, and age spots make you a frightful sight. With UV light, it gets worse. Skin cancer is a wicked curse. Don't be the one that's tan and dead. Use your brain, use your head. It's time you learn what it's about. 'Cause indoor tanning is out. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
Welcome back to Campus News Hour. This week's Campus News Hour student feature plunges into the life of Cerritos College dive team member Louis Hasbun. Before returning to his birthland here in the United States, Hasbun grew up abroad and has traveled as well. His fellow teammates tell Campus News Hour what a jolly good fellow Louis Hasbun truly is. Staff writer Juan Lopez reporting.
Part of the Cerritos College dive team, Luis Hasbun, a biology major, was born in Marrero, Louisiana. He later moved and was raised in Honduras, where he attended high school.
I was raised in Honduras. Came over here when I was 17 and a half after graduating high school. Ever since then, I've been going to school and pretty much living the American dream. I grew up over there. My parents are Honduran. Like, that's where my whole family is. I've been to a few places. I've been to Finland before, Cuba. I've been on a cruise. I don't know. I like traveling a lot. That's one of, like, the things I live for, basically.
Diving came easily to Hasbun.
I always liked the water, like ever since I was small. I always liked going to the beach and getting into the ocean and just playing, you know, the water.
He makes sure he stays prepared beyond the pool.
I just gotta make sure I eat right and be healthy, you know, for the day so I can focus and be concentrated on what I'm gonna do. But other than that, it's pretty easy. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I do it for fun, honestly. It's like my passion.
Fellow diving teammate and counseling major Scott Robles had good things to say about Hasboon by saying,
He's a fun guy. He works hard during dive practice, and he's a good friend to be around. He's a good teammate. He always shows up to practice. He works out good with, like, works out with us good. That's about it.
That's fine.
I dive only because of Napoleon, basically. He likes longboarding. He likes spinning fire, and he's really good at it, and he likes his dreads. He's very smart, and he's on track, I guess. He's good.
Hasboon is a very outgoing person who likes new experiences.
I like going out hiking or pretty much any activity that involves, like, the outdoors, surfing, swimming, skydiving, scuba diving, just anything, really. I'm always down for new experience.
His major influence is his family.
My major influence would be my parents, friends, my uncles, family members. I really look up to my family members.
John Paul de los Reyes, engineering major and fellow dive teammate, talks about Hasboon and what he is like.
He's a really chill guy, really social genius. He's pretty good at diving. He came out knowing nothing at all, and now he's got a couple twists, and which is really hard in diving. So I knew him through diving. I met him one day. He walked on the pool deck. This guy looked like any other guy. He just learned how to dive, and we're learning how to dive together. So, like, funny guy. He's a funny guy. He's really chill.
For Telemark's Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Juan Lopez reporting.
Unemployment has a cure. It involves wanting a job, looking for a job, and getting that job. With a plethora of employment options and opportunities available here at Cerritos College, the lack of a steady paycheck should not be part of any Falcon's life's problems. Sports editor Lauren Gondara is here with this week's challenging Telemark's Campus News Hour editorial.
We? Hi, the royal we. You know, the editorial.
A common topic among college students is them complaining about how they need a job. But what are these students actually doing about it? Students need to stop sitting on their butts and waiting for somebody to hand them a job and just take the initiative to go out and take advantage of the resources they are given on campus. In February 2012, the Bureau of Labor Statistics gave out a news release stating that approximately 12.8 million people were unemployed. With our country in a recession, businesses are looking for people who just want jobs badly enough and are willing to put in the hard work. If students aren't constantly nagging these companies that they're seeking employment at, they just get ignored and put aside. An excuse that some students make is that there are no jobs available. Did the Career Center just disappear out of thin air? Was it blown up? The Career Center is available every day for students with thousands of job listings available. There is no charge nor any fees that you are required to pay, but you may occasionally have to wait a few minutes for assistance if there are students there. The college also provides students with job fairs. It is something that the college makes available to students in between classes in crowded areas of the school so that students are given the opportunity to check out what jobs are available to them. Some students will take advantage of the opportunity while others just walk past and don't even pay attention to what is at each booth. They might as well just be walking past their entire future. Many students are undecided about what they want to study for a career in anyways. Instead, they take all these freshman classes and then start taking a bunch of random classes to figure out what interests them. If you're testing out the waters by paying money for all of these ridiculous classes, why not just test the waters by listening to what people have to say about different careers for free? It's not going to hurt you to take a few minutes out of your day to listen to someone and get a pamphlet. Let's face it, not everyone is going to be a successful doctor, lawyer, teacher, or musician. Why not just take the chance to see what your options are for a career? It's a lot better than working the register at McDonald's until you're 80 years old. For Telemark's Campus News Hour, I'm sports editor Lauren Gondara reporting.
7 categories of awards will be given out to commence the first ever Cerritos College Hall of Fame Awards ceremony. the culinary and music departments will adorn the evening while Cerritos College alumni are recognized for their life's achievements and contributions to the college. Staff writer Mario Jimenez reporting.
On April 12, 2012, Cerritos College will be hosting their inaugural Hall of Fame dinner and awards. According to the executive director of the Cerritos College Foundation and Community Advancement, Steve Richardson, the dinner and award ceremony is dedicated to recognizing the awardees and their accomplishment. Richardson states,
"The Hall of Fame event is an event that's going to honor seven distinguished categories of awardees. We have some very outstanding honorees this year."
Richardson then said that the seven categories being honored are Distinguished Female Athlete, Distinguished Male Athlete, Distinguished Coach, Distinguished Alumnus, Distinguished Classified/Confidential Employee, Distinguished Faculty Member, and a Distinguished Corporate Partner. The list of honorees include Yale Softball Head Coach Barbara Reynalda as the recipient of the Distinguished Female Athlete Award, former Minnesota Vikings 8-time Pro Bowl Offensive Tackle Ron Yari being awarded the Distinguished Male Athlete Award, former Cerritos College baseball coach Wally Kincaid will receive the Distinguished Coach Award. Dr. Gerald Rudsent will receive the Distinguished Alumnus Award. John Gallant will receive the Classified/Confidential Faculty Member Award. Dr. Edward Bloomfield will receive the Distinguished Faculty Award. And GST Inc. will receive the Corporate Partner Award. The event is planned for April 12th at the Cerritos Sheraton. Richardson then said that they're expecting 250 people to attend the dinner and award ceremony. Richardson talks about what to expect.
It'll be an evening that we'll have a dinner. There'll be videos on each of the awardees and a nice presentation program.
Richardson then said that the dinner provided will be prepared by the Cerritos College Culinary Arts students in cooperation with the staff at the Cerritos Sheraton Hotel. Richardson speaks more on the night's entertainment.
There'll be some music by our campus fine arts department. People have really liked it so far, so people are signing up.
Secretary of the Foundation Office Janice Cole talks about the event.
Well, it recognizes outstanding athletes and faculty and classified staff and alumni, corporate partners, people who've made an impact on the college throughout the years.
Cole then said that Dr. Lacey felt it was time that the school start recognizing people who've had a contribution to Cerritos College. Psychology major Alejandra Hernandez stated,
"I think it's a good idea."
Hernandez then said that she feels there should be more recipients of more awards due to how long the school has been around. Hernandez continued,
"It's a good thing to start with since it's the first time they're going to do it. But I think there's more people out there that actually, you know, have attended Cerritos College but should be honored and represent Cerritos College."
Hernandez concluded and said that she is hopeful she hears about this event next year. For Talent Marks Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Mario Jimenez reporting.
Hoedown Days did it again with 3 days of fun, food, and festivities. Carnival booths, a chili cook-off, and Mr. Cerritos pageant topped off each day at Falcon Square and the Student Center. Staff writer Wilmer Vargas reporting.
The ongoing 30th year tradition of the Hoedown Day celebration has come and gone at Cerritos College, bringing three fun-filled days of music, games, activities, and tasty delights for everyone to enjoy. Festivities kicked off last Tuesday with a carnival block party along the quad sidewalk where students were treated to live music and various carnival games. As students enjoy the classic carny games like the Basketball Hoops Challenge, the DJ played La Macarena and Soulja Boy Super Soak, sparking a flash mob of over 20 dancing students to burst into the quad's pit. Associated students of Cerritos College volunteer Janet Ramirez and her friends couldn't resist the temptation to dance and join in on the fun.
We heard the songs and we're like, oh my god, we know this song, like, let's go, right? We grabbed a few more of our friends and then everybody kind of like jumped in and it was fun. You know, you kind of just forget that everyone's kind of watching and you just dance.
It was a feat that took everyone by surprise and challenged the thrills of dunking a member of the faculty at the ASCC-sponsored Intercouncil's Dunk Tank or smashing a pie in the face of participants like Math Club advisor Angie Conley. Later in the evening at the Social Science Patio, chicken sandwiches from Chick-fil-A paired with a frosty bottle of Jarritos Soda were given away to students while supplies lasted. And the evening's refreshments were accompanied by the antics of Maureen Mary Lee, the one-woman puppet party. Ernie Braining was also present at the patio aboard his mobile game studio to challenge students to trivia pursuit and win movie tickets. Wednesday morning, Hoedown Days took over the Student Center to present the annual chili cook-off and Mr. Cerritos pageant. The center's hall filled with the collective aromas of beans, spices, and meats seared to perfection by all cook-off competitors. the pageant's audience's brave man from various campus clubs strut the runway in hilarious wardrobes. Both competitions pitted contestants into bitter, day-long rivalries that were eventually resolved. In the end, Mr. Cerrito's hopeful Santiago Zuniga emerged victorious. Chile enthusiasts Yahaira Bardales, Angelica Mendoza, and Enrique Vivar all won in their respectable categories. The festivities came to a conclusion on Thursday the 17th with an in-and-out luncheon served at 11 a.m. on Falcon Square. All students and faculty were invited to enjoy the free meal, which included a short cup of Pepsi, sea-salted chips, and an In-N-Out cheeseburger fresh off the grill. All of these activities and complimentary treats were brought for students to enjoy thanks to the collective efforts of both the Board of ASCC and the Hoedown Day Spanning Committee. Student Body President Jasmine Ramirez was continuously involved between these two groups to assure the success of Hoedown Day celebration.
It's always a little difficult to put events together for a school of 25,000 students.
Nevertheless, President Ramirez stepped up to the challenge as the happiness of the students made the planning of the event all the worthwhile for her. President Ramirez greatly appreciated the small but spirited work from all committee members. Kira Bradley, biology major and current ASCC board member, was one of those volunteers who assisted in the preparation process. Just like President Ramirez, she has a genuine interest in the happiness of Cerritos students.
During Hoedown Day, that is midterms, and we're so focused in our studies that we forget about school. So just have the school reach out to us like, hey, you know, it's not all hard and tough out there. You know, that's what really drives you to volunteer and get out there, because you want other students to not be so depressed, you know?
For Telemark's Campus NewsHour, I'm staff writer Wilmer Vargas reporting.
Life of a Returning Student is a new segment of Telemark's printed edition. Online editor Patrick Dolly reflects on his week here at Cerritos College.
Last week was pretty interesting on campus. Classes has definitely gotten more hectic as midterms are in progress, but as a whole, it is a motivating experience. Tuesdays tend to be my most stressful day, as I'm usually at school from 8:30 a.m. to around 10 p.m. But this past week was not nearly as stressful for some reason. I decided to make realistic goals for myself regarding my schoolwork, and then make more difficult goals once those goals had been completed. Having constant tasks to meet severely helped my mindset. I honestly put a lot of work into meeting my goals. Like anything in life that you want to be successful at, practice is pivotal to achieve that success. I can only hope that the amount of time that I put into my classes will translate to success. With the amount of fun and exciting things going on around campus last week, school felt more like a carnival than a stress-filled place of learning. I'm learning that time management is more important than ever for the amount of things that I'm involved in on campus, and it can sometimes take away from my studies. However, when I learn better time management, I should have no problem balancing all of my campus-related activities. Ironically, it would be fun to be involved in more of the things that our school has to offer. I'm not sure if that's realistic to think that I can balance my family life, school, as well as my professional life while taking on more outside of what I already take on, but it'll be fun to try. One of the most exciting things for me is being able to use all of my life experiences to help people around campus. There's something about knowing that I'm being helpful to others that's very inspiring. Last week, a stranger came up to me on campus and randomly asked me about my faith. Somewhat puzzled by the question, I answered that I'm a Christian. This person responded, "Makes sense. You're very helpful." It struck me as a bit odd because I've never even seen this person around campus, yet they knew about me and my faith. I was then asked if this was my first time in college. I responded that I previously graduated from college and that I'm a returning student. This person again responded, "Makes sense." As I walked away from that brief conversation, I felt a small sense of accomplishment and an even greater desire to be that same person as that stranger saw me, but to be that person for as many people on campus as I can. For Telemark's Campus NewsHour, I'm online editor Patrick Dollard reporting.
With the heavily scrutinized Kony film created to bring attention to atrocities in the Sudan involving kidnapping and the militarizing of children, facts on the film have come into question, as well as a very public meltdown by the film's creator. Students and administration weigh in on the practicality of such questionable documentation of global events. Editor-in-Chief Vic Diaz reporting.
Activism organization Invisible Children's newest campaign, Kony 2012, is raising interest from those who have heard of it, with Cerritos College students being no exception. Kony 2012 is a video created by Invisible Children founder Jason Russell, highlighting the actions of Ugandan war criminal Joseph Kony and the Lord's Resistance Army. Cerritos College students and faculty have weighed in on the video's effects in influencing social activism, regardless of whether or not they have seen it. Kinesiology major Joe Magana believes that by simply sharing the Kony 2012 video with others, awareness for this subject can be raised, as well as educating those who did not know about the ongoing conflict.
It's making everybody knowledgeable of what's going on, because a lot of people didn't know about it before the video came out. I didn't know what Kony, I heard about like what was happening over there, but I didn't know who it specifically was, like Kony, right? And then with the videos being posted up on Facebook and I guess people just talking about it, it kind of like opened up the idea like this guy does exist.
Invisible Children's call to action to make Kony famous is to take part in an event titled Cover the Night on April 20th, in which the organization is encouraging those who have seen the video to go into the streets and cover every building and space available with posters and other paraphernalia provided by the organization. Invisible Children offers what it is calling an action kit, a box containing posters, buttons, and other objects to support the Stop Kony campaign. It offers the kit for a minimum monthly payment of $15, which is used to earn membership with TRY, an organization dedicated to the capture of Kony and the rescue of the child soldiers of the LRA. According to the TRY website, 100% of your contribution will go straight to advocacy, awareness, and events that directly focus on ending the LRA's atrocities. Magana believes that while donating $15 per month could help the cause, putting up posters on a domestic basis may not prove to be beneficial.
Yeah, $15 would be fine, but I don't think posting up posters would do any help if we're posting the posters here in the USA. I mean, how is that going to help? But $15 would seem a lot better than just showing a video.
Undecided major Cindy Rodriguez believes that given the time that has spanned since the conflict in Uganda has taken place, releasing the video now and attempting to raise awareness may be too little, too late.
I mean, I've seen the video, but like in my opinion, I wish like it would have come out sooner. Now he's trying to do something, and now like everybody else wants to do something now, when it's been happening for many, many years now.
Much like Magana, Rodriguez also does not see the point of taking part in the Cover the Night event.
I mean, I don't know if that would make a difference, and like I don't know if that would like make people go out and do something like that.
Political science instructor and advisor for the Amnesty International Club, Victor Obasohan, states that in order for students to truly be involved in promoting awareness for issues such as the conflict with Kony and the LRA, they must first educate themselves on the subject matter.
Students need to be engaged to call attention to some of these atrocities in other countries that are not their own.
He also went on to say that students can be too involved with what is going on in their own lives to be concerned with other world issues.
I think, you know, most of our students, in my judgment, you know, are quite comfortable where they are. For example, there is no draft in the military, so I'm not going to Iraq or Afghanistan. So it's not just our students, you know. I think it's just the young, you know, 18 to 24. This life is about me, my space, you know, my Facebook, you know, my Twitter, you know. You don't worry about others, you know. So I think this story can galvanize, students, you know, to wake up, you know, and form chapters. You know, there's an Amnesty International on this campus. I happen to be the advisor of that club. But they don't just move, you know. There are stories all over the place, you know, in our country, out of our own country, to get students mobilized, you know, to do something.
Unlike Rodriguez's opinion in regard to the immediacy of the issue, Obasohan believes that no matter when an issue is raised, it is relevant so long as something is done about it.
But whenever it happens is the truth, you know. It's not a fake story. If it happened yesterday, it would have been true. If it happened today, it's still true. So no matter when it happened, you know, are you aware of the story? If you are aware, you know, what do you want to do about it?
For Talamar's Campus NewsHour, I'm Editor-in-Chief Vic Diaz reporting.
This has been the 10th installment of Talamar's Campus NewsHour for the spring semester of 2012 here on WPMD.org on the net. We thank you for listening and would like to remind you to pick up the latest printed edition of Talamar's at news racks located throughout the campus. We would also like to invite you to log on to Talamar's.com for the latest in breaking news here at Cerritos College. On behalf of the Talamar's news staff, I'm Campus NewsHour Director Tito Benavidez. Have a great day, Falcons!